The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B says her marriage to Offset is a personal thing. She was asked about the intense social media speculation over their relationship, and she said, "We just do regular things. I just feel like we're famous. We're really popular right now. I just don't know the obsession. Like, I feel like everything we do is such a big deal." Even before the bad scandals, just from the first time they saw us together, it was just like this big, crazy deal. She said, "My relationship and my marriage is not for them." She said, "They're just taking things slow. They've got a baby right now. That's their big focus." She said, "I hang out with him and I talk to him every day. We do our thing. It's just like, to make things perfect, it takes time, you know?" As she said, effing and hanging out doesn't mean that you guys are on like a perfect note. It takes time. And it's marriage and there's a child involved and family involved.
I still feel like this was a big scheme. It's cool. I like Cardi B.
You think it was all a publicity stunt?
I really do. Do I think he cheated? Yes. I'm sure he has been everywhere. But I feel like this is, like, they were never going to separate.
Rapper Tekashi 69.
Yo, your favorite rapper, yeah.
Absolutely despise this. I don't even want to say, man. He's not even, to me, he's not even worthy of the title of being a human being. He's such a terrible person. He's pled guilty to a federal indictment. He copped to 9 counts of racketeering, conspiracy, firearms offenses, and narcotics trafficking. During his plea hearing, he actually opened up about how he got involved in a bunch of criminal activity. He admitted to paying someone to shoot Chief Keef. He said, "I apologize to the court, to anyone who was hurt, to my family, friends, and fans for what I've done and who I've let down." No, you're not. He admitted that everything he did was to get like up further in the racks of ranking of his gang or whatever that he's in. He has this plea deal. It's likely to increase or significantly reduce, I should say, the sentence in this ongoing thing with his cooperation.
Didn't they say, like, if he gets sentenced, everything he could get out of jail when he's 69?
Yeah, I saw that it said...
Interesting sentencing right there.
The least amount of, like, of a sentence he could get is, like, 45 years or something like that. I saw that, too. So we'll see what actually happens because, you know, money is the biggest privilege of all, and you will get out of anything if you can pay the right people and the right lawyers. In the February 2019 issue of Glamour, Halsey says she's over the double standards between men and women in the music industry. She said she's particularly over unoriginal male artists in the media. She said, "We live in a world where women are required to be so original, it's crazy. There are so many male artists, though, who are regurgitations of each other. They all dress the same. They all have the same stylist. They wear the same clothes. They write the same writers." Like, I don't know that I necessarily agree with her. I think when it comes to pop music. Yeah, pop music is all regurgitated. It's all, for guys and girls, I feel like they're all the same. She said she doesn't care for the narrative the media creates that she's in competition with other female artists like Ariana Grande simply because they both have songs charting at number 1 and number 2 on the Billboard 100 chart at the moment. That is the garbage.